So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Wild card weekend in the NFL, and we'll get into the NFC probably more tomorrow on the show. But on the AFC side, yesterday we talked about some of the teams and the storylines and, you know, selfishly what you want to see happen. Maybe you don't want to see Josh Allen and the Bills win. Maybe you do. We're going to have our guest from Buffalo we've had on over the years, Mike Shope, who is
first time they're not playing each other in a postseason run.
Works. Seriously. Yeah. Works up at Buffalo at WGR 550. We've had some fun over the years talking to him. Unique, as you said, this go around with them in the playoffs, the Chiefs not. Want to talk about their game. A lot of, I mean, I don't want to say a majority, but a good chunk of people think the Jags can pull this thing off. I mean, they're the home team, but think they can pull this off versus the legacy aspect for Josh Allen, which is, hey, you don't have Mahomes, you don't have Lamar, you don't have Burrow to get in your way. Like, you got to figure it out. And then there's the coaching element. We'll ask Mike about Sean McDermott. And does he believe if Sean McDermott were to lose against Jacksonville, would the Bills fire Sean? So that's something we'll get into. But what else about the playoff field? I think we've talked a ton about the Jags-Bills game. I think that's got everybody's attention. I still think Chargers-Patriots, man. Like, if we're predicting upsets and all that, I think the Patriots win that game. I don't think the Chargers are healthy enough to go win that. I think the Patriots not only are the better team, but Justin Herbert can play great. And I don't know if he's able to do that throughout an entire game based off of the injuries around him and that defense of the Patriots. Not to mention, we have not seen the Chargers against this kind of competition have a mistake-free game. And I don't know if they're capable on the road of doing. Yes, Herbert now has been in a couple postseasons. Drake May hasn't. So maybe you're going to bank on that Drake May gets flustered. But I have seen
Herbert
nothing.
Herbert didn't play great in the postseason the time he's been there.
No, well, he's been terrible for the most part. I have not seen anything to suggest, though, that Drake May is going to get, you know, rattled. He's got an experienced head coach that's been in these spots. He does have Stephon Diggs, who's been there before. I think Drake May and the Patriots win this game.
So I will give, as much as we like to joke about the Chargers and they're the butt end of a lot of jokes, I give the Chargers a ton of credit because I think they've overcome a significant amount to manage to still be 11-6. And I think there's parts of their roster that really work. They're just worse than the Patriots. They're on the road. They're a worse team playing worse. And I just think that this is where they run out of steam. I think anybody in the AFC games can certainly win. And the more likely blowouts are like the Eagles over the 49ers or the Rams over the Panthers.
Yeah, the Niners are in trouble and with all their injuries,
yeah,
man.
And so, like, I think that the Chargers have a better chance of winning their game than the two I previously mentioned. But in the end, yes, I think for that game, I think the Patriots move on. Drake May's playing really well. But the thing we still don't know about Drake May, and this is what's always so interesting about the MVP stuff, I've seen lots of quarterbacks have good regular seasons. Are you a playoff performer? Is something I don't know about any of the quarterbacks other than Aaron Rodgers 10 years ago and Josh Allen for a majority of his career. Trevor Lawrence has had a good game in the postseason when he came back to beat the Chargers, but also he's played in so few, we also still don't know about that. Let's go to that Bills-Jags. Well, you know what? Actually, that's the most interesting one. Let's go to the Steelers-Texans game for just a minute because the Bills-Jags one is fascinating for even the simple reasons like the Bills haven't won a road playoff game in 33 years. And so like that part kind of sticks with me and I'm very back and forth, I guess, on that game. Steelers-Texans is going to be the ugliest playoff game of the weekend, and I want everyone to mentally prepare for Monday night when that game is 13-10 in the fourth quarter.
I think it's higher scoring.
With 7 minutes to go, and it's ugly as hell. Maybe I'm wrong, and it's going to go the opposite way. I think it's going to be an absolute slugfest and an unenjoyable football watch, but it's going to come down to the last couple of possessions. And that's where I kind of start leaning towards the Steelers. Because if it's down to the last couple of possessions and one quarterback's going to make a play, believe it or not, I still trust Aaron Rodgers to do that more than C.J. Stroud.
I hear you. I got questions about Stroud. I disagree just, I guess, on the script of the game, if you will, the game flow. I think the Texans' defense, while we've been talking about them championship caliber, and I get it, they gave up 30 to Riley Leonard this past week in a game in which the Texans were trying to win with their starters. And then they gave up 21 to the Raiders, 20 to the Cardinals. They've also had some games this year. Like, I don't know if I like how the Texans defense is playing the last couple weeks, like at the same level that they were before. I actually think we're going to see more points. DK Metcalf is back. Maybe the Steelers don't win, but they're at home. I think this is higher scoring than we think. I don't think it's a 16-13. I think this is in the 20s. I think this is a 24-21 type of game. And I'll go with the underdog. I'll go with the home dog and Mike Tomlin, and I'll say the Steelers win. Either way, I just think it's higher scoring.
So I got Patriots. I've got Steelers. We're the same so far. Because again, there's something about, like, I like the Texans team, but I do think it's going to come down to the final possession. And at this point, I don't trust CJ Stroud to do it. And I don't know. It's Mike Tomlin. He'll just find some way to win that stupid football game. Bills Jags. We'll talk to the NFC tomorrow. We promise.
Bills Jags. It's,
I'm sorry. It's the best game of the weekend, or it's the game I'm the most excited for this weekend. Obviously, I can't guarantee
it could be the best game of the weekend. Yeah. We know the narratives. We know the legacy aspect for both McDermott and for Josh Allen. Trevor Lawrence is playing his best football, and that Jags defense is the real deal. Maybe I oversimplify this. I don't know about you. Come playoff time, a lot of times, if it's a close game and you're torn, I'm going to go with the best quarterback. And Josh Allen is still the best quarterback in the AFC on the playoff side that is in it still. And so I'll take Josh Allen still. I'll lose my money betting on Josh Allen over betting on Trevor Lawrence. And maybe that'll be a mistake. And there's part of me that wants the Jags to win, but I'm not picking against Buffalo.
So I've been very back and forth. I think at any point this week, I've both thought the Jags and thought the Bills would win that game. That 30-plus year road playoff drought doesn't feel like it really applies to the Bills or this version of the Bills. Like, Josh Allen and the entire Bills organization is not responsible for some road playoff games they were losing in the early 2000s with J.P. Lossman or whoever the hell managed to make some random playoff victory. The road playoff games they've been losing with Josh Allen during this run have been to either Cincinnati or Kansas City and teams that are reasonable to lose against. The problem I have is the Jags are the better team. They are. They have the better defense, and I think they have the better offense. I just think they have
maybe the hottest team in football too.
Yeah, I just think they're the better team. And I think McDermott's kind of a bozo in the playoffs and makes some mistakes that they don't. And there's been some part of the Bills I've never fully believed in this year. And it's probably a mistake, admittedly, for what you said. And I should just go with the better quarterback playing the better football. But I'm going to go with the better team. And I think the Jags win this game because when you look at rushing yards allowed, the Bills are the number one rushing team in football. Probably something people didn't realize. The reason why they are...
James Cook in that rush attack and Josh Allen is unbelievable. And the Jags defense is what? One of the best against the run, right?
Yes. But most people would have been surprised to find out that they were the number one rush offense in the NFL. That is the only reason the Bills offense works. The Jags have the number one rush defense in the league. They are great at the thing that the Bills need to be great at in order for their offense to work. Because when it just starts getting over to pass, they don't have the bodies. They don't have the dudes, and they can't make it work, and Allen can't just single-handedly save them.
I hope the Jags win. I hope the Jags win, but Josh Allen has always played great in the postseason. That's not been their problem. He's not been the problem.
No.
He's been able to put on the Superman cape, you know, and except for playing Mahomes, he's been able to put on the cape and been fine. So I'll go with Buffalo.
So at least
I'll
we got one with
the better quarterback.
Drew, just rapid fire. Who do you think wins the three AFC games? Just the AFC.
Patriots, Jags, and then the other one was Houston. I think the Steelers won that game over Houston.
We all got the Steelers? Houston's been the better team all year. It's just the Steelers. We just watched the Steelers. That makes me think Houston's winning. Guy James.
Everybody's been in Houston, which also, I don't know, it's weird.
We'll see. Maybe this show's just been, we've been hanging out too much alike.